The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby here needs your help. She wants to be on a national TV show, and we want to get her some help to be on a national TV show.
I would love your help, because I don't even really know how this is going to work, but I do know that Live with Regis and Kelly has a competition that I feel like has my name all over it. I can't wait to try to do this. Basically, they have asked their viewers and radio listeners to nominate a female radio person to co-host with Reg when Kelly's out.
Awesome.
Very cool.
And they have specifically asked for women in radio, and they have specifically asked for listeners to do the nominating. So I can't go on the website myself and put my name in the hat, but I actually found out about the entire contest from listeners. You guys started tweeting me about it and saying that you had nominated me, so now I want more. Because I don't know how it works. Like, I don't know if it's a voting thing. Like, I know the Oprah contest, like, votes are a part of who they're going to give that television show to. But this, to me, I don't know if it's like a number of nominations or if they're just going to go through the nominations. And even if you only have one and somebody else has 800 of them, if they'll just pick the person that has one because they think it's a good fit.
Do you have to send a video in and all that stuff too? Or is it all based on votes right now?
That's what I'm saying.
You
like,
don't know.
There isn't any word on whether it's based on votes or not. It's just that listeners would have to go on there and fill out a form and nominate.
We've got a history with them, so you should have like at least an upper hand.
I hope so.
Because you remember,
did we give them a cardboard cut?
We did.
Cut stand out up or something.
Dean Martin.
He came on here. Regis was on with us one day to talk about some pageant, I think, that he was promoting, and his voice was all jacked up. You guys remember that?
Yes.
And I suggested that he take throat coat, because when my voice is all jacked up, that's what I take, and it works really, really well. So he talked about it during his national show. Remember, we were all stoked about it. Oh my God, he talked about the Burt Show on national TV. And in order to thank him, I sent him that cardboard cutout of Dean Martin, knowing that he's a huge Rat Pack fan.
And he listens to Dean Martin before he goes on the air every single morning. And when we interviewed him on the phone, we could hear that in the background.
That's right. That's how
and
it all
Jeff
started.
And Jeff actually asked him, what are you listening to?
Right.
So that's how we knew that.
That's right. So we sent him the Dean Martin cutout. And sure enough, like the next day, he brings it out on the set with him on TV. And for like a week, he did the show with Dean Martin cutout right behind him.
So cool.
If you say that you're part of the show that sent them the Dean Martin cutout, they'll at least know who you are.
But see, that's the thing. I can't contact them.
Somebody
I can't nominate myself.
That.
Listeners have to do that. So that it has to all come from the listeners.
Have we put a link up on our website for that?
I don't think so.
We should.
Okay. Shameless self-promotion.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's what I said yesterday on Twitter. I'm like, I'm sorry I'm begging you for your help, and I typically am not that kind of person, but I really, really want to do this. Like, I can see myself sitting next to Reg.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
And, like, bantering with the Regster.
Uh-huh.
I would love that. That would be so much fun.
Are you
going to
call him the Regster?
Yes, I will call him. I promise you, I will get that in if I get the chance to do this. I think it would be so cool. What a great opportunity, and what a cool thing to go, like, participate in. And Regis is, like, a legend in the television world and, like, hosting and, I mean, I just think that he's awesome. Like, he's had one of the coolest careers in television that you could ever have, because who doesn't like Regis? Seriously.
You know what we need to do is, you remember that guy, Andy Beckman, that used to work on the show with us?
Yeah.
He's done this.
That's right.
And he didn't speak so highly of Regis. You remember
that? Well, he's a dude. Reg likes the girls.
He'll
and he likes
you.
The blondes.
I wonder if we should get...
Right? Like, he's going to like me more than he's going to like Beckman.
Yeah, I think he probably has a little hint of, you know, like, dirty old man in him a little bit, maybe. Just a little flirty, like that old school flirty thing.
Yeah, I can
that
work
old
around
dudes
that.
Do.
It wasn't dirty old man back in Rat Pack days. You
right,
know?
And he's not a dirty old man. I just think he's flirty, old flirty guy.
But it's charming, because he's Reg.
You just don't care, because it's Regis. And it's TV.
So why'd you call it the Regster?
The Regster.
I
just want to hang out with him.
What I'm hearing here is, like, so long as you're like 80 and older, sexual harassment is charming.
Yes.
But if you're younger than that, don't try it.
Don't try it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'll send the stuff to producer Joanna and see if she'll put it up on theburtshow.com. But I would love, love, love the chance to do it. So if you have a chance to fill that out and nominate me, and it asks for all kinds of contact information, just put the radio station information on there. Put the radio station website and whatever, because they want to see, like, pictures and video of me, which I have up on The Burt Show, and I can link to, I have a demo reel that lives online, so we can link over to that too.
The Burt Show.